We're going to start with our second vice president, acting in her prior role of secretary, reading us the business meeting minutes from last year.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to seem like such old news, but it's important to remember that our minutes really are our institutional memory and our historic record. Somehow I'm getting some feedback here. So cast your minds back to spring 2014. Can everybody hear me? California Council of the Blind Conference Convention Draft Business Minutes, Sacramento Arden Hilton, West Hilton Hotel, 2200 Harvard Street, Sacramento, California, 95815. Celebrating 80 years of achievement, advocacy, and accessibility. Friday evening, April 11th, 2014. President Donna Pomerantz began by announcing the conference convention at silver sponsors at $1,000, Vanda Pharmaceuticals, Lainey Feingold, Linda Dardarian. After finding a home for the fabulous stuffed giraffe, Donna turned the proceedings over to the first vice president, Eugene Lozano Jr., presiding officer of the evening. In memoriam, Howard Keeler, San Diego chapter, Coletta Davis, Henry Negrete, Reese Griffith. Nominating committee report, Chair Pamela Apology. The slate of officers, President Jeff Tom, First Vice President Eugene Lozano Jr., Treasurer Peter Pardini, Board members Vincent Calderon, Lena Dawes, Frank Welty, Paul Patchy Jr. Credentials report, Chair Pamela Apology. Chapters not seated, Alameda County, Antelope Valley, Association of Multicultural Concerns, Coachella Valley, Compton, Golden Gate, Greater Long Beach, High Desert, Humboldt, Inland Empire, San Bernardino, San Diego, San Mateo, Yosemite Gateway. Bill Gillespie moved and Charlene Ornella seconded the motion to accept the credentials committee report. Discussion followed, record number absent. Motion passed. Presentations, non-24-hour sleep-wake disorder, Melissa Olivadosi, Vanda Pharmaceuticals, reports. Legislative report, Jeff Tom, Chair, Governmental Affairs Committee. American Council of the Blind, Ron Brooks, member, Board of Publications. President's report, Donna Pomerantz. Elections. I think that was the ACB report, was Ron Brooks. I misread that. The president's report, President Frank Welty moved and many seconded the election of Jeff Tom by acclamation. First Vice President Margie Donovan moved and many seconded the election of Eugene Lozano Jr. by acclamation. Treasurer Frank moved and many seconded the election of Peter Pardini by acclamation. Board of Directors, Lena Dawes moved and many seconded the election of Vincent Calderon by acclamation. Linda Perel moved and many seconded the election of Lena Dawes by acclamation. Gabe Griffith moved and many seconded the election of Frank Welty by acclamation. Margie Donovan moved and many seconded the election of Paul Patchy Jr. by acclamation. After Mitch Pomerantz's important announcement that the Dodgers beat Arizona 6-0 in honor of our ACB guest Ron Brooks, Vita Zavalli moved and hundreds seconded the motion to adjourn. Sunday morning, First Vice President Eugene Lozano spoke about his difficulties presiding Friday evening because of his excruciating pain. He thanked those who contributed to Donna's lifetime membership and thanked Donna for her years of leadership. Donna thanked Jean and again thanked the organization for her CCB lifetime membership, which even Mitch kept a secret from her. And we know keeping a secret from Donna is really tough. She assured Jean that Friday evening went just fine. Minutes. CCB Secretary Judy Wilkinson read the minutes of the CCB business meeting at the Fall Convention 2013 submitted by Secretary Gabe Griffith. Jeff moved and Charlene Ornelas seconded the motion to adopt the minutes as read. Discussion. Roger Peterson asked that the date 2014 be included, announcing dates for the 2014 convention. Bernice Kandarian once again reminded us about institutional memory to supply text for the updated Constitution and bylaws sections cited in the minutes. Dirk Nehart agreed. The motion as amended passed. Treasurer's report, Peter Pardini. Total assets as of December 31st, 2013, $1,062,996.49. Budgeted income January 1 through December 31, 2013, $194,000. We actually took in $178,659. Which is a difference of $15,341. Our budgeted expenses for the same period were $303,970. Actual expenses $268,159, with a difference of $35,811. For the same period, we had other revenues of $82,661. $245,000. Expenses were greater than revenue by $7,084. Our current income, January 1 through March 31, 2014, $45,986.77. Expenses for the same period, $38,402.59. Income greater than expenses, $7,584.18. Christy Crespin moved and others seconded the motion to adopt the treasurer's report. Motion carried. Constitution and bylaws report, Roger Peterson. Gabe Griffith, Constitutions and Bylaws Chair, asked Roger to give the report. Those attending the Friday meeting were Gabe Griffith, Roger Peterson, Jeff Tom, and David Jackson. They discussed that Gabe had to leave that conference early. He was ill. They discussed future plans to tighten up the verbiage on sections relating to relations between chapters and affiliates and the CCB, specifically regarding fiscal matters, especially those chapters using CCB's 501c3. Jeff said he would get from the auditors the language they would like to see regarding this matter. The committee also discussed the relationship at all levels. It plans to rewrite the two articles referring to chapters and statewide affiliates. They plan to hold teleconference meetings. Mitch Pomerantz moved, and there was a second to accept the report. Discussion. Mitch urged the committee to proceed with the chapter affiliate CCB relations articles and to chapters to submit their constitution bylaws to the office. He suspects some haven't been updated in several decades. Donna hopes that we will amend the state constitution to ensure the office has these documents. She thinks the committee has the expertise to help with converting hard copy to electronic format other than with handwriting. Vita Zavali asked whether chapters which no longer have their charters can obtain them. Donna stated the board is definitely going to have to take that up. The office needs those as well as, and the office doesn't have them. So definitely this is an issue we need to take up. Jean added, it would be good if a chapter has the date of its charter. He used the capital chapter as an example. The organization changed charters have disappeared. He knows the chapter existed early, but they don't have the date. Donna mentioned Foster Brown's idea that the board will consider purchasing a gold seal with our logo, which we can establish for life members, charters, etc. This represents our pride. She noted Artis's point that many no longer have their life membership certificates. Peter hopes the board will create a policy whereby each chapter and affiliate has its own 501c3 status because of changes dealing with nonprofits, tax entities, etc. Donna reminded the convention that future board conference calls will be open. This discussion isn't over. Motion carried. Resolutions Committee Report, Chair Jeff Tom. Jeff thanked his committee. He announced Lena Dawes will be the incoming chair. 2014-1. State Employees. Submitted by Jeff and others. Discussion, in addition to some friendly amendments inserted, Jean brought up the issue of whether university employees would be included. It was agreed to not include them in this resolution, but to see where this goes. Jean wanted to make sure this point doesn't get dropped out. Passed. 2014-02, Assistive Technology and the Department of Rehabilitation. A number worked on this. Passed. 2014-03, the Education Budget. A number including Jeff and Donna worked on this. Passed. 2014-04, Expanded Core Curriculum Long-Term Goal, submitted by Jeff. Mitch encouraged considering this in conjunction with HR 4040. Jeff agreed we need to work at all levels. Passed. 2014-05, retirement of Stuart Wittenstein, suggested by Kathy Skivers, worked on by Jean and Jeff. Passed. I should have put in Superintendent of California School for the Blind. 2014-06, low vision aids submitted by CCCLV. A friendly amendment about including California as a demonstration area when HR 3749 passes. Passed. 2014-07, accessible health information submitted by Stephen Mendelson. Passed. 2014-08, support services assistance submitted by Gene Lozano and Steve Mendelson. Passed. Appreciation 2014-09, volunteers in 2014-10, hotel. Passed resoundingly. Gene moved adoption of the resolutions committee report. Passed. New business. Bill Gillespie moved we make Sarah from AT&T, Pioneers, an honorary member. Already is, said Ed Branch. Linda Perrell recommends the Volunteer Humanization Project by using the names of volunteers who assist us in our meetings and committees. Andrea Pitzenbarger agreed and gave an example of how she deals with volunteers. Sarah, I should insert Sarah's last name.
Amir. And what did you say? Now it's...
Well, it was Amir at the time of the minutes. Sarah Amir thanked us for wearing name tags and being so nice to volunteers. She and Donna enumerated where our volunteers for this convention came from. Revisiting Sarah Amir's membership, Annette Carter donated her membership. Announcements and updates. Pampology, after wishing for door prize envelopes to be labeled, needs to have updated chapter name changes before next year. Reminder of deadline for getting in membership info is February 15th. If a problem, the key is communication. We need correct information in the correct places on the forms. Donna reminds us that the CCB Constitution requires information submission. Jean Lozano, Chair Convention Committee, reminded us about filling out the convention survey. CAT update, Jean Lozano. Easter Seals sent a person to our joint session Friday morning. CCB is on the radar. CAT / CCCLV need ideas for future sessions. Also, he reminded us about a 45-day time period about elevator button contrast. Jean is working his way through a 900-page document. Environmental Access Committee, guess who again? Jean once again. A time-sensitive, this week, document from National Institute of Buildings Sciences guidelines and low-vision folks about the built environment. Dan Smith said CCCLV did comment. Ron Brooks suggested a letter to the legislators about the participation of Project Action at our conference. Committee on Employment Assistance Chair Mitch Pomerantz. Our fund has over $22,000 for no interest loans available to obtain or retain employment or of self-employment. Mitch promises a BC article one of these days. Currently, we're assisting two people. In the past, when he was chair, over 30. Not sure about the time in between. You need not be a CCB member. In response to Linda Perrell's question about repayment schedule, Mitch said that is contingent upon the amount of the loan. Typically, it's 3 years. Motion to adjourn made by many, seconded by more. Respectfully submitted, Judy Wilkinson, Secretary, California Council of the Blind.
Mr. President?
Yes, Frank? Nope, I'm not on here. Okay. Am I on? No. No. I'm trying to push this button here.
I move the adoption of the 2014 CCB business meeting minutes as read.
There's a motion and a second for adoption of the minutes. Is there any requests for amendments or deletions or modifications? Jean has one, and I heard someone else in the audience as well. Here, let me just...
No, I think the mic's working.
Oh, you got a mic.
Yeah. Isn't it
Jean? No, mine is.
Okay,
Jean's
now it's
not.
On.
Okay.
Got your feedback from your mic. Okay, just Judy, just if you would mind checking the minutes, which were very, very well written. The example of my talking about the charter, I just want to see if it says ACB capital chapter.
I'm just going to make a note of that. G
Gene, I'll check that.
Okay. And the other thing is just to check, too, because it might have been just reading it, about the agenda under the Committee of Access and Transportation, and the council says, California Council says low vision. It's the National Institute of Building Sciences.
Okay, National
Institute of Building Sciences.
Of Building Sciences.
Yes.
Thank you, Gene.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
You have one more comment out here?
Yes, I know. Gentlemen?
Hello. There was some mention about each chapter having their own 503 status. Where did that go? I don't think I understood where that went. Thank you.
So we're going to debate.
I didn't understand you. I don't know what Mike is. Mike,
can you repeat?
Could you repeat that? I'm not sure what you're talking about.
There was mention about somebody suggested that each chapter have their own 503 status.
Yes. Peter Pardini did that, and that was an appropriate item for the minutes. But or Donna, I forget. Donna or Peter, I forget which one of them. Peter, I think.
Peter.
What I'm wondering is, was there any action on it?
Wait a minute. He's asking me.
Mike, I will comment on that item after the minutes are done, but that's out of order at this point. Okay, was the motion on the floor and a second? All those in favor of accepting the minutes as read? As amended. Say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions? The motion is carried. Thank you for those excellent minutes. And actually, I did intend to make a brief comment. There has been no action. We sort of dropped the ball on that a little bit. And I will make that a priority. I intend to call a constitutional bylaws meeting and add a couple people to that group in terms of coming up with some amendments for the next convention relating to any additional requirements that we need to impose, physically speaking, on our chapters and affiliates. That will expect something in the spring.